Hi, Patrick here with a story today about German culture and language, seen from an American vantage point on Twitter. You may have come across this guy. He goes by the Twitter handle 9Quarterly. That is 9 as in N-E-I-N, the German for no. And he's got more than 40,000 followers. His tweets, they're funny, they're quite touching at times. Touching in the sense that it brings together a lot of people who might otherwise lead rather lonely lives, alone with their big, deep ideas, and even bigger, deeper German words. Caitlin Carroll is an American living in Germany, and she's met the man behind 9Quarterly. Here's her story.
When I read 9Quarterly tweets, this is the voice I hear in my head.
What's so awesome about nihilism? Nothing.
That's a typical tweet. And here's another.
You call it happiness. I call it acute despair deficit syndrome.
And another.
My doppelganger wants to start resembling other people.
That's my German husband reading 9Quarterly tweets for me. The man actually writing those is
Eric Jaruzinski. I'm a German professor at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
Eric Jaruzinski grew up in a small town in Wisconsin. His early experience with German culture came in the form of kitschy folk fests and polka nights. But he got to know the real Germany after spending time in the country and mastering the language.
German for me was a lot like learning math, which I was resistant to. But I learned that it became something very different after I could make the language my own in some form. And in fact, something I encourage my students to do is to make puns in German.
Puns and wordplay are trademarks of the 9Quarterly Twitter feed. His jokes jump from Marxism to pumpkin spice lattes, all told from the perspective of a depressed German philosopher pining for another time and place. It's a Twitter persona Jaruzinski loosely models on the real German philosopher Theodor Adorno, who died in 1969.
More than anything, I've tried to develop the persona of a lovable misanthrope who comments on most anything he encounters and feels like he has something to say about most everything he encounters.
Jaruzinski started 9Quarterly over a year ago as a way to relax while writing a book about the concept of transparency.
Essentially, this gave me a voice at a time when I found that there was very little I could put on paper, but there was a lot that I could type into my iPhone.
What started as a lark has turned into something more serious. Jaruzinski is in Germany to meet with publishers to talk about future writing projects. Interest in 9Quarterly is running high in Germany at the moment, especially among intellectuals. Elke Sloan is a professional translator in Frankfurt. She reads 9Quarterly for the wordplay.
Well, the plays he does with sort of nihilist statements and the way he twists around famous quotes from philosophy and the way he breaks the German intellectual tradition through this satirical lens is, I think, the hilarity of it.
That got Helmut Wischt laughing, too. He teaches anatomy at Goethe University in Frankfurt.
I think the first tweet, which actually made me follow him immediately, was that famous one, must have been like a year ago, on philosophy.
We've changed the language of that tweet to make it more radio-friendly.
Three lines. First line, ontology.
What the heck?
Epistemology.
Why the heck?
Phenomenology.
The heck.
And in that very moment, I hit the follow button.
Wischt says Jaruzinski's found Germany's enigmatic funny bone. He jokes like an insider.
I mean, he is playing with that. He gives us the feeling that ultimately, finally, there's someone out there in the Anglo-Saxon world who loves and understands us.
That view from the outside is something that Germans crave, and Jaruzinski knows it.
I've had people tell me that's something that they liked, is how does an outsider perceive us? And in particular, an outsider who knows us somewhat. And I think that has something to do with it as well.
Jaruzinski's raising money to support a 9Quarterly blog he plans to launch at the end of this year. He'll feature writing from many different contributors. He describes the blog this way on his website. It's words, thought, art, umlauts, despair. For The World, I'm Caitlin Carroll in Frankfurt.
So for more on this, including a picture of Eric Jaruzinski, he looks remarkably angst-free. Go to pri.org/language. I'm on the road next week, so the pod will be on hiatus till the following week. If I see anything languagey along the way, I'll post it on Facebook at the World in Words page or on Twitter, where I tweet as Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. And I'm not sure how German philosophers part company, so You'll just have to make do with an Auf Wiedersehen and some anxiety-inducing music. Pleasurably anxiety-inducing. From German band Neu. Bye. Yeah.